Hello and welcome to A Mighty Practice, a podcast about how to identify and overcome your creative roadblocks. I'm your host, artist and coach, Christine Garvey. In each episode, I'll share challenges I've encountered in my own creative practice over the last 15 years and techniques I've developed to work through them. If you're feeling blocked, frustrated, or overwhelmed in your creative work and you don't know where to go, you are not alone, my friends, and you're in the right place. Hey, y'all. Welcome to A Mighty Practice, another gorgeous Friday. I'm definitely feeling a little bit brighter than I was last time I talked to you guys. Thank God we got some decent election news. Whew. It was a rough week last couple weeks. But we're hanging in there. And this week, I have a few different announcements as we get to like the close of the year, as we get to the holiday season. For all my workshop members of the A Mighty Practice School, you guys, anyone who listens, we have some really awesome stuff coming up for you in the new year. We got some new classes, we got some new resources, and we have a new platform that the school is going to be on to make all of your learning resources and ways of connecting in one place. It's going to be amazing. So stay tuned on your email to find out about that. And if you're listening and you're not a workshop member, hop on our email. Go to amightypractice.com and get on the newsletter, and you'll hear about these things if you're interested in joining our school. So that's for my workshop members. And then this week, I'm in the last 3 weeks of my coaching program. And we have spent the last 3 weeks generating a bunch of work. Everybody in the program has made a bunch of work, and we're now in the stage where we are giving each other feedback. So I have been thinking a lot about this question of feedback, how to give it, when to give it, who to seek for feedback, how the language you use when you are giving and receiving feedback. It is a real art form. And so that's what I have been working on with my group in the last week or so. And I thought that I would share some key takeaways from that work here that could be useful to you. But this program, you know, this is the third time that I have taught this program. And the more that I work with students and see kind of the role of what this program the shape that it takes in their life, it's just been super fulfilling and interesting for me, because I think as creative people, right, if you want to develop a practice in something, you want to learn about music, you want to learn about writing, you want to make some paintings, and you want to begin to develop this part of your life, the first thing that you would do is you would maybe take an art class, right? Take a drawing class, take a class in writing, whatever it is. And that is super valuable, right? You learn a lot of techniques. You meet some people who are interested in the same things as you. You learn how to talk about your work. But it's really often in those classes, what people come out with is this, they're fulfilling an assignment, right? The teacher offers them an assignment and they're fulfilling that assignment. And I think what's so unique about this program is that it's helping you not just fulfill an assignment, right? I'm not giving you an assignment and you're fulfilling it. I'm helping you realize the work that wants to come out of you, the work that you want to make, how you can pull that out and create structure around it to actualize your ideas and develop a practice. So it's a course that actually helps you develop a practice. You know, whether that practice is learning how to experiment, learning how to seek useful models, learning how to generate ideas, learning how to reflect on your work in a way that amplifies it and takes it to the next level. And that's the work that we're doing. And it's just really exciting to see people move through it and gain some really important skills for their work as artists. So again, come on down to amightypractice.com/coaching, get on the waitlist for the winter session, and you'll get the early bird special, so the discounted price, and hear about that. Hope that we see you there. Okay, let's get into it. Let's talk about feedback. Feedback, such a tricky thing. I imagine if you are listening to this episode, you are thinking that it's hard to get feedback, right? We have all had an experience of getting feedback, not just on our art, but on maybe our work, you know, in school, our feedback from a boss, feedback from a colleague. Every time we get feedback, right, it's a really vulnerable thing. And most people are not great at giving feedback, right? We are kind of harsh with each other when it comes to giving feedback. So I think one of the best things that we can do as creative people is know when it is the best time to get feedback from, you know, a supporter or a critic. Listen to the episode, Critics Versus Haters, if you need some guidance on where to seek feedback. But the best thing that we can do is know when seeking feedback is going to be valuable. And if it's a little too early to seek feedback, or if it's a little too late to seek feedback, right? When it's going to be most useful to our creative work and development. So the way that I'm going to talk about this today is through a metaphor involving pasta, because I'm a good Italian girl and there are never enough pasta metaphors. So bear with me. Okay. So the way that I think about getting feedback and when it is the right time to get feedback is through this pasta metaphor. So imagine, think about yourself like a bowl of pasta. There's kind of pasta in three stages. We got the dry pasta, which is stiff, it's brittle, it's fragile, it breaks easily. Then we got the al dente pasta, right? This is like the good pasta. It's wiggly. It moves around. It's flexible. It's delicious. And then we have the overcooked pasta. And the overcooked pasta is mushy. It's, you know, overworked. It's something that you can't really save. It's kind of long gone, the overcooked pasta. Okay. So when you are getting feedback, right? If you get feedback too soon on your work, you are what I like to think of as the dry pasta, right? Any force, any influence, any suggestion doesn't shape you, doesn't help move you forward. It more breaks you. It doesn't, you know, because you're very fragile, because you're in the early stages of developing your work. You're in a very vulnerable state and you're in a position where you can't quite absorb feedback yet because you're not exactly sure where you need feedback. So you're seeking that feedback prematurely. And the results are, you know, it doesn't quite shape the pasta. It breaks the pasta. We are brittle when we are in this state. We are a little bit more vulnerable. That's the dry pasta. Now, if you get your feedback very late in your process, right, where your project has already been going on for a long time and it's, you know, very worked and you're feeling very stuck, this is when you are the overcooked pasta. The ideas are not fresh anymore, right? You're tired of them. They feel overworked. There's not much to shape there because the work has been overworked. You're exhausted. And oftentimes you are so overly invested in this work because you've been working on it for so long that you are less receptive to influence. You are less receptive to new ideas, to any way to possibly shift the work because you have become so caught up in it. It's hard for you to see a way out and to integrate feedback in a meaningful way, right? You're that kind of mushy bowl of pasta. It happens to us all, right? This happens with so many projects that you've spent a little too much time in and you can't see anymore and it doesn't feel fresh and exciting and thrilling to keep thinking about it and hear a new point of view. So this leaves me to the al dente pasta, right? Because this is like my Goldilocks theory around feedback. You want to get feedback on your work when the pasta is al dente, right? It's loose, it's wiggly, it's receptive, right? It can change. It can absorb information. It can go in a lot of different directions. It can take feedback on, right? It doesn't break when it receives that feedback, and it doesn't just like smush when it receives that feedback, right? It has a receptivity to it. So that's how I like to think about kind of the state that it's useful to be in when you are inviting people to give feedback. So the question then is, how do we know when it's time? How do we know that we are in this optimal state where we're not too fragile, we're not too brittle, and we're not too like far gone where things feel really overworked and exhausted and not fresh anymore, and that feedback is not going to be useful? How can we find that place in the middle? And that is where I'm going to go back to the 5 stages of creative process that I've been teaching you guys here and talking in more detail about at the school. So there are 5 stages to the creative process, right? Let's review them. Clear, play, fuel, generate, and reflect. Clear is about preparing, getting ready to work. Play is about experimenting. Fuel is about informing. Generate is about making a bunch of stuff. And reflect is about reviewing. So the reason why I put reflect, which in this case could mean both you reflecting on your own work, giving yourself feedback, or bringing in someone to help you reflect, right? Seeking outwards for feedback on the work that you are making. The reason why I put it at the end of this process is because if it happens too soon, if it happens around play, it's disruptive. Right? What's essential about your development is that through the process of experimenting and fueling and generating, you are building confidence. You're creating clarity around your ideas, right? You're getting your footing in your work and you're excited about what you're making. So once you have that kind of forward momentum and like a little bit more, you know, clarity around what you're doing, it's going to be better for you to get feedback after you have generated, okay? So you want feedback on your work. You're going to be in the best position to get feedback on your work when you have generated a bunch of stuff, when you have gone through the generate stage, okay? Why is that? One is by making a lot of something, by making 10 drawings, right? 20 paintings, 7 sculptures, 3, 5 songs, whatever the unit is that makes sense for your medium, right? Everything is going to be slightly different based on what you're making. Is that when you have made a lot of something, you have confidence and a little bit more clarity around your ideas. So you can look at your work and through having a plethora of work to look at, you can start to say, huh, that's interesting to me. Or that's something that I want to expand on. Right? And so when you have somebody in to come look at your work and give you feedback, you are going to feel a lot more open to their thoughts because you know what is important to you. You know what's interesting to you and you can have a conversation, right? If you are looking to have somebody in and talk about your work to tell you what's interesting about it, right? You're looking to them for the answer. That is not going to be a great conversation. Right? Because you have ideas, you have things that are interesting to you. And when you go into a conversation knowing what you value and what is most important through having made a lot of stuff, you're going to have a much better exchange with the person that you are getting feedback from. Okay, whether it's a peer or a classmate or a boss or whatever, you know, whoever is you were talking to your work about. Okay, so you have your footing in that case. The other reason why it's important to generate a bunch of work before you reflect, before you get feedback, is because the work does not feel as precious. This is so key. When you make one thing, when you make that one kind of thing that you're obsessing over, that work starts to feel so precious, so protected, and you become very brittle. And when you're brittle, right? You cannot respond to feedback because you're not going to hear it very well. You're not going to be very open to it very well because everything is really precious and protected and kind of stiff in a way. That's how you're going to feel about your work. So when you have generated a bunch of stuff, you are, you know, like not as overly invested in the end results because you have a lot of different end results, right? You've made a lot of stuff. And that way there's lots of things to respond to and lots of places to go. It's a very expansive way to look at this process. Okay. And the third reason why generating a bunch of stuff is key before getting feedback is you will get more nuanced, more developed feedback because there will be more to respond to. And at the end of the day, it's your decision what you take from that conversation, right? You do not, when someone gives you feedback on your work, you get to take it or leave it. You get to decide like, hey, that idea was interesting. That resonated with me. And you know, these other things, they didn't resonate with me so much. And that's okay, right? And you are going to be more confident in deciding what you want to pluck from that conversation, what you want to use moving forward when you can show the reviewer a bunch of different work and you can have a more nuanced, more broad conversation around what you're looking at. Okay, so that's really, really key when you're at that stage where you're ready to get feedback on what you're making. Now, here are some questions that you can ask yourself to assess where you might be at with your work. So the number one question is, where are you right now in the creative process? Are you in the clear stage? Are you in the play stage? Are you testing and experimenting? Are you in the fuel stage where you're seeking outward for information? Have you made a bunch of stuff, right? Like, are you at generate? Where are you? Use that framework to your advantage to kind of assess where you are with your project and to see, hey, you know what? Maybe this is time to get some feedback to figure out how to take this forward. I feel ready for that. So that's the first question. The second one, and this is so key again, does the work feel precious? If it feels precious, you're not in a great space to get feedback, okay? So either, right, you need to let yourself make more work, right? It doesn't have to be like 100 paintings, right? Just let yourself generate a little bit so you have more content to think about. Or if you have been working on a project for a really long time and it is starting to feel precious and you're getting really tight and you're being careful with it, maybe you need to step aside and start something new, start something fresh that's going to have a life to it, okay? So assess, is my work precious to me? Is having somebody in here to have a conversation about my work going to feel very vulnerable? Am I going to feel brittle? That's when you're not necessarily, you know that you're not necessarily in the best place to get feedback. Okay, and number three, is there a question that you can't answer on your own? That's another way to think about it. Is there a question that is coming up again and again that you can't answer on your own? This might be a time to get feedback. Is it a technical question? Is it a conceptual question? Is it a material question, right, about your work or like a subject matter question? And you feel like you cannot answer it on your own, right? You're feeling that stuckness. That's a good time to let somebody come in, right? Because you're not expected to have the answer to everything. And a conversation with someone from the outside might really, really clarify things for you very quickly. So that's something to consider. All right, y'all. So where are you in the creative process? Does the work feel precious? And is there a question that you cannot answer on your own? Those are great ways to assess if you are that al dente bowl of pasta. Oh man, thanks for humoring me on that one. I know it was rough. All right, y'all. Think about it. Let me know how it goes. And have a great week. Talk to you next time. If you want to dig deeper into some of the ideas we talked about here today, you have to come check out my new school for artists at amightypractice.com. We offer classes and coaching to give artists of all levels what they need to get started and stay motivated in their creative work. Find out more by going to amightypractice.com or stay in touch with what we're doing by signing up for our bi-weekly newsletter. Thanks, y'all.